Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
It's the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. Happy Saturday. I'm Jeff Kaplan, here with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. So what have the March winds blown into the stores, Heather?
Oh my goodness, Jeff. We are having always so much fun at Osmond Designs. Of course, you know, we're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day, bringing out all the lucky things that everyone needs to decorate their home. I love Utah because it's all about family and kids. And so I think just decorating your home and making it an environment that's fun for the holidays is always great. Today, I'm so excited because we have Will Whitaker and Shane Nelson. They are the owners of Revere Custom Homes on the show with us. Welcome, you guys.
Thank you.
Thank you. So happy to be here, Heather and Jeff. Yeah,
this is awesome. You guys have never been on the show before, but we're going to change that because you need to be regulars. You guys are two of the best contractors and custom home builders in the state of Utah. And you're doing some parade homes, which is pretty cool. I'm really excited about them.
Very, very excited. Yes, yes. Two parade homes, not just one, but two. So we'll get into that. We're excited to talk about it.
How do you have time to sit here in a studio if you're contractors in this environment right now?
Great question, Shane.
our subs are asking the same questions right now. They're like, we have 9 questions for you to answer immediately. Where are you?
We just need an hour, just an hour break, and then you're back in the saddle again, you guys. So first and foremost, I want to introduce you as individuals and who you are and then how you ended up getting in this construction industry. Maybe we'll start with Will.
Yeah. So I don't know why, but I've always had a love for real estate that's gone back from my college days. I actually bought my first property when I was in college, and only one of my friends had a job, and so he was the qualifier for the loan, but we bought a property, and I fell in love with real estate ever since. As far as getting into construction specifically, so I've been a mortgage broker for many years, about 17, and then about 2016, decided I wanted to build my own house, and if the pioneers could do it, I could do it, right?
And
I discovered that I just loved the whole process, the whole experience. It was stressful, but mostly because I had 2 other jobs at the time. And so eventually I kind of planted the seed that I want to do this full time. I just really enjoy this and I think I'm good at it. And so that was kind of the beginning of that. And then really got into this passion for bringing back what I call the charming custom home neighborhoods of the past. So when we were kids growing up in Provo and different areas, a lot of the homes were different. They were not necessarily huge, but they were different. And so that's something I'm personally very passionate about is bringing that back to some extent. We'll talk about that a little bit too as we get into the market.
What I really like about your homes is they're not just houses, they're homes. And they have a lot of personality and they're cozy. And just like you're saying, the style of these homes is very unique and different than what you're going to see everywhere else, because you really are passionate and you care about that.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, you know, the home is really a reflection of the person who lives there. And so the lucky people, the people who are lucky enough to be able to build that, I think it does reflect who they are and who they represent and what they represent. And so that's a special thing. And we don't take that lightly. I think that's the heartbeat of everything that we want to do for our clients. And we honor that and we respect that and want to make sure they feel that all throughout the process.
I love that so much. Okay, Shane Nelson, tell us a little bit about yourself.
So my story is a little bit different than Will's. I've known Will since high school, been friends forever. And, you know, on our many occasions of golf throughout the years, he's expressed all of the things that he's doing in building. And most of my career was actually in tech, in project management with various tech companies. And I've loved that side of it, but I always found myself every single weekend or every evening doing my own artistic projects, because that's just what I naturally like, right? So for example I've themed out our entire house, every single room of our kids is its own very, very elaborate theme, or I find myself building things constantly. And so when the thought came up of joining and building Revere Custom Homes with Will as a project manager for something that I truly am passionate about and enjoy, rather than tech that I don't enjoy so much. It was a natural fit, and it's been an amazing, amazing ride. It's been really, really cool to be able to be an integral part in some way, like Will mentioned, in people's lives, that for something that is not only their most substantial purchase, most likely, but their most important purchase.
Oh, for sure. And there's no greater investment than in your home. I don't care what the price of the home is. I think making it somewhere that you love to be and spending money and time to make it awesome is so, so important. Okay, let's introduce just what the Parade of Homes is. A lot of our listeners may or may not be familiar with that. I call it kind of the Super Bowl of Utah. People love the Parade of Homes. St. George Parade just finished. Huge hit. Utah Valley, we're gearing up for that one right now, which is incredible. So I'm going to give you a few stats on that. There were 34,000 tickets sold last year.
Wow.
Which is crazy. Thanks. So not only does Utah love it, but they sold tickets in 47 states and in 10 different countries.
Whew.
So people plan their vacations to come and look at these homes, right? So
no, you're telling me people in Sweden are saying, yeah, the Parade of Homes is coming and they get on the plane?
I guess so, Jeff. I don't know. It's a little bit crazy, but...
That is what Utah Valley is known for.
So Utah's on the map for setting trends in the home design. You know, there's House, there's Pinterest. Parade of Homes is really, you know, all of that come to life. And you get to walk through these homes and see for yourself. You get to touch and feel. And I think homes are really emotional. Your purchase of your home is a very emotional thing. And the neighborhoods. And when you tour different homes and you find one that you connect with, it's not about the price anymore. Darn it. And you just want that home. So I think this is so important to get in this industry. The Utah Valley Parade of Homes is starting June 6th through the 22nd. So you guys have a lot of work to do because you have two homes and everything's always delayed, right?
Right.
But yep. This is a hard deadline. You have to hit it.
Yep.
And it's just a big party, honestly. It takes a team to make these homes. There are so many subcontractors that are passionate about what they do. And as the general public, we get to pay $20 and come and tour these homes, which is absolutely incredible. The best of the best in finishes and furnishings and everything else that's included in that. Okay, so how does the process work? If someone is interested in building a parade home or they want to buy one of your spec homes, one of your homes is pre-sold, mm-hmm. The other one is a spec home that will be available to purchase. How does that work with you guys?
Yeah, great question. So in terms of our unique building process, it is different from, I think, a lot of other companies where we have a finance design build option, where a lot of other builders do either just build or design and build. So we have the sister company, Revere Home Loans, which people can get a construction financing through, one-time closes with fixed rates, which gives them certainty throughout the build process. And that's, of course, where it always starts with financing, right? Can I afford this dream? Can I afford this vision? And so we start there. We also have a whole discovery process. We've developed a sort of a readiness or discovery questionnaire that is intended to have them share with us what is in their minds and in their hearts. And then we take that and we start to help them identify land. And so, you know, the process from there is pretty straightforward. Once we know, okay, you can get the financing, we can help you there. And by the way, we have relationships with all of the local banks and lenders as a broker. So if the best fit is over here, great. Well, you know, that's what we want for the client. And then the design process really is kind of in two mutual tracks. One is the actual house, you know, the bones, the structure, the floor plan, the size, the style, the roof lines. And then concurrent with that, we look at the five most important areas of the house for most people: the exterior, the kitchen, the master bath, the master bed, and the great room.
And maybe the garage too. Yeah. I don't know. Guys are into the garages these days.
That's a thing.
There you go.
True.
Yeah. And so, you know, after 60 to 90 days, once you have your lot and we have this process, you know, it's a very rigorous process, as you could imagine. But we, because we have the full end-to-end process from design, from financing all the way to the end, we're able to guide them all the way.
Absolutely. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. Today we have Will Whitaker and Shane Nelson. They are the owners of Revere Custom Homes. We are so proud to have them on the show. They are giving us all the best advice on how to build a home, the process. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. Thank you for joining us. I'm Jeff Kaplan. Heather Osmond is here from Osmond Design with stores in Lehigh and Orem, where you said you're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. Is green in this year?
It is one of the hottest colors. We're a little bit excited about St. Patrick's Day. It's not that really obnoxious Kelly green. It's more of a moss green, but you're seeing it everywhere. And it's absolutely stunning and beautiful with the navies, with the yellows. You know, you follow that color wheel chart and you can have a lot of fun with green. So I'm a huge fan. It's our lucky day because today we have Will Whitaker and Shane Nelson. They are the owners of Revere Custom Homes on the show with us, giving us great advice, great information. If you missed our first episode, make sure you check out KSL Radio and our website, and you can listen to that podcast there, and it'll be the entire show. So definitely check that out. But we're going to continue with Shane and Will here, and we want to find out, you know, you guys are custom home builders. What makes you different than all of the other custom home builders in the industry right now?
Shane, you want to take that?
Well, how much time do we have here, I guess? But no, I mean, I think everybody, all the builders that we work with, and that's been actually pretty fun to be in this community, is everyone's so helpful to share information and share subs and stuff. So, I mean, never going to speak ill about anybody, particularly in this industry, because they're all doing their very best. But I think as far as what makes us different, Will touched on a little bit in the previous segment as far as our processes from the very beginning, from finance to completion. But really, we pride ourselves in making the client's dream a reality, right, as much as possible. So my job as the project manager, obviously, is to make sure that things are done on time and in budget. But I think we've heard time and time again from our clients, our level of communication is pretty next level. And that's generally very appreciated. Sometimes we can maybe come across a little annoying, like stop texting me 3 times a day.
But you just want to make sure it's right.
Yeah, but for the most part, I think the fact that we get referrals from all of our clients, I think speaks volumes to the level of satisfaction and involvement that we have them in this entire process as much as they want to be. But then, yeah, I'll leave the rest to Will to share.
Yeah, just to piggyback on that, I think a couple additional things would be our niche. So we started out with a passion for bringing the East Coast back to Utah. So Cape Cod, Colonial, New England. One of the parade homes, in fact, you'll see this in the parade, is a New England style home. It has real dormers with real cedar shingles, which mm-hmm. is pretty charming. And a lot of other little details that we really try to stay true to the style. For example, like a hardwood solid floor, where most builders are maybe doing engineered. We felt strongly for this particular style. You know, these are the 150-year-old floors, right, that you find on the East Coast when they pull up the old carpet and they see the wood and they want to sand it down and are just so happy that it's preserved. So maybe 150 years from now, that home will have that and somebody will have that experience to refinish that floor.
Do you have specific styles that you work in? Because given their custom homes, do people come to you sometimes with like, I really like Willy Wonka. Can you do something in the Charlie and the Chocolate Factory motif and you can build it?
Yeah, that's where Shane's theme rooms come in.
Which way not to do that, Jeff?
I think Heather has some stock items there.
I have some stories about some wacky
Do you have things. Specific styles that you work in?
Yeah, sort of. We started out in that genre with the first few homes that we built. But interestingly, the other parade home is not that style. And what I've learned is to really appreciate all styles. You know, the other one I would describe as if a craftsman-y farmhouse and a transitional Mediterranean home had a baby, it would be this home.
Wow. Think about that, Jeff. What does that even look like, right?
Yeah. You'll have to find out in June.
I think that's incredible. I love that you do something different. I think in Utah, there's lots of cookie cutter homes. If you drive through a brand new neighborhood, oftentimes they look the same, but they have different stone or different siding or shiplap, and you know, it's hard to know which home is which because they just are flipped, right? And there's usually three or four different styles, but you guys are just, you know, breaking glass ceilings and making things different, which I absolutely love.
Thank you. Yeah, no, and I just to add to what's been said, I think part of my passion that really has developed over the last decade is because I observed that after the Great Recession of, you know, 2008, 2009, 2010, what came out of that was almost, you know, I'm generalizing here, but two categories of home. You had the production type experience where the builders have, you know, a menu of floor plans and a menu of options, but they're fairly limited. And then you had the custom builders who are very, very high end in these neighborhoods with gorgeous, gorgeous homes. But what about the middle section? Maybe people who want a more modest size home, but they want it to be completely custom. So that's where we try to focus.
That is incredible. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. And today we're talking about the Parade of Homes, specifically the Utah Valley Parade of Homes, which will be June 6th through the 22nd. Tickets are not on sale yet, but they will be soon. They will be discounted tickets at the Osmond Designs locations in Orem and in Lehigh. So definitely check that out. Also, you get free magazines and free bags. You can put your tickets in, free lanyards. It's going to be a party. And we are featuring the Revere Custom Homes team. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back with all the details about your parade homes.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Jeff Kaplan on KSL News Radio.
And we're back on the Real Estate Show. Thank you for listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's Heather Osmond right there from Osmond Designs. Her stores are in Lehigh and Orem. You're getting ready for St. Patrick's Day. There's decor that goes with St. Patrick's Day.
Jeff, do you decorate your home for St. Patrick's Day?
God would admit, no.
No. How about your wife? Does your wife do it?
Not much St. Patrick's Day.
No. All right. So I have to tell you my little secret for decorating for St. Patrick's Day or any holiday. I mean, obviously I go all out for Christmas and Thanksgiving and whatnot, but I have these glass jars. They're like these big, large canisters. And I put them on a front end table with two chairs that are sitting there, and I fill them with all the treats. And so that's
awesome.
My big thing, Jeff. I'm crazy like that.
See, it works for you, but I'm somewhat colorblind, and green and brown are my tough areas. And I come into work on St. Patrick's Day every year, and nobody says, I like your green shirt. And I go home the end of the night, and my wife says, it's brown, hon.
It's brown. It's brown.
You don't find, you're not at the stage where people are pinching you to let you know that you're not wearing green.
That was junior high.
Oh, that's amazing. Okay, Jeff, we're going to put you on the spot for this segment. So people always ask me, what are the most expensive cities in Utah? So we're going to have you just guess here.
Park City.
Park City, definitely number one. What else?
Oh, I have to think. Park City kind of stands alone, doesn't it?
I know, right?
Who comes in second place?
Highland. Isn't that
not
surprising?
Alpine.
I would have guessed Alpine's number three.
Okay.
And then we go to Salt Lake, South Salt Lake, East Bench. What's your guess?
East Bench.
Do I get to guess?
Cottonwood?
You can totally guess.
Sugar House?
Not Cottonwood, not Sugar House. Draper.
Oh,
number four, surprising, right? I wouldn't have guessed that. And then number five is a new community in Utah County. What's your best guess?
Oh, I know this one. Vineland.
Vineyard.
That's it. Yeah. It's going to take a while for it to stick.
I know. Surprising, right? I didn't know those stats, but there you go. And then what's the five most affordable cities in Utah? What's your guess, you guys? This is hard.
Dead silence.
West Valley?
Moroni?
North Salt Lake City up there. Starts with an O.
Ogden?
Ogden, okay. Number one. Number two, North Salt Lake. Starts with an L. It's really cold.
Okay. Oh, Logan?
Logan. Oh, all right. You guys are awesome. Okay, number three, Utah County University there.
Orem?
I'll say Provo.
Provo? Yeah, that's number
that's
three.
To me.
Yeah.
Number four is Salt Lake area on the west side.
It is West Valley. Okay.
West Valley, uh-huh. And then number five.
For affordability.
This is Affordable Cities in Utah.
Well, I'm not seeing your sheet right there, but I'm going to guess Layton.
You're right. Oh, my gosh. I mean, it's amazing how you just guessed that out of nowhere. They do have a mall there that's pretty good. So, or at least you, Sue.
True.
Jeff's over there cringing.
The aquarium there. We go to the aquarium there all the time.
Yeah.
It's awesome. I've been there, yeah.
Absolutely. Okay, so that was super fun. But today we're going to talk about the Parade of Homes. We have Shane and Will. They are the owners of Revere Custom Homes. What I love about you is you can get all the custom features for an affordable price. So you're kind of mixing both of those. Your two parade homes this year are in Salem, Utah. So it's South Provo right there. Gorgeous small town feeling, which I think is super cozy and great. The Parade of Homes this year is June 6th through the 22nd. There were 34,000 tickets sold last year. So there's going to be a lot of traffic through these homes. I hope you guys are ready for that.
We need to buy some booties like immediately.
Yes, you do. 30,000 magazines are printed. So such great advertising. And oftentimes they become coffee table books and people just hold on to these and love them. 47 states, people from 47 states visit these homes and from 10 different countries. It's pretty cool. I'm excited for you guys. This is going to be great. Okay, so let's talk specifically about your parade homes. You have a spec home. Let's start there.
Yeah. The spec home is affectionately called the Juliana, and it's that Cape Cod colonial style. And so a lot of the detail is pretty spectacular with the natural stone on the outside. If you remember back in the day when sometimes they would build the home proper and then they would add to it later, and sometimes you have two different materials on the outside. The core middle of the house has lap siding, and then the two exterior wings have natural stone wrapped all the way around. And so we spared no expense in keeping that integrity of that roof line, of the cedar and of the natural stone and the high quality craftsmanship on the inside.
Is the interior different than the typical Utah home? Is it more the Cape Cod style of regimented rooms? Here we have so many like open designs, and I don't think of a Cape Cod home as having an open design.
Good question. Yeah, we did maybe hybrid that one a little bit with a more of an open floor plan. So it does have a vaulted ceiling as you walk in. The intent of this one, it's 4,500 square feet, which is still a large home, but it's maybe a little smaller than some of the other traditional parade homes. But in our view, it's the best use of 4,500 square feet that's ever existed. And that was really intentional in the design.
Yeah, you said vaulted ceilings, and I was like, oh, thank goodness.
I know. Well, and I think that's kind of just the sweet spot, right? It's not too big, not too small. I think a lot of empty nesters are downgrading to that size, and a lot of starter homes are trying to upsize right there. So that's a great spot to be in. I love the Cape Cod style. I don't think you can ever go wrong with that style. It's so happy. Like even saying it's so fun. It's just light and fresh and beautiful.
It really is. And with a backdrop of Salem, like I didn't really know Salem well until we started building in this area. And now I don't know how I'm going to convince my wife to not move down there. it is the hidden gem for those that haven't really been in that area much. I encourage you, if you go to the parade, take a trip to Salem, if nothing else, just to take in its beauty. It really is kind of the next Alpine. But as far as the home goes, to Will's point, making good use of those 4,500 square feet, I think what we've tried really hard to do is make this an area that, or make it a home that obviously could be your forever home that you would love, but that the areas that will have the most use and experiences and memories created are where most of that space is used, including the backyard. The backyard is going to be absolutely spectacular, and hopefully we'll have a little surprise that the kids will absolutely love back there.
Yes.
Yes. What's the price of this home for anyone that's in the market?
Price of this home is 1.6, and that's all inclusive of the entire landscaping. So that's 1.6 million, including the 0.56 acre lot. So very large lot and an unobstructed view of Loafer Mountain forever. So we were intentional in choosing that lot because of its positioning in the neighborhood. So even when the rest of the neighborhood fills up, you'll still have that unobstructed view.
That's incredible. What are some of the other favorite features that you love? Tell me about the kitchen. Tell me about the garage.
The garage is, sorry, Jeff, we haven't gone crazy. We have epoxy floor, but yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
But it is a three car. I wish I had a three car. I have a two car, and it drives me crazy every day. But there's a really, really fun theater downstairs into an awesome little game room, kitchenette area. So the basement, all ages will absolutely enjoy it. And it's really, really just beautifully done. The kitchen blends right into a large walk-in pantry and mudroom off of the garage. The kitchen, the cabinets are absolutely, again, spared no expense. So as far as the level of finishes that you'll see throughout the home, it should be next level. And if this isn't your home, I think you'll at least get some great ideas for your own home and a future home that you may or may not buy or purchase or build. That I think I encourage everyone to go to the parade, but make a trip to Salem because I think you'll find some really great design ideas, if nothing else.
I agree 100%. And I just really appreciate your attention to detail. I think that's one of my favorite things. Your basement is incredible, that game room, playroom. I mean, hello, Utah Jazz games right there. Yeah, that's for fun. Sure.
And I should say as well, check out the furnishings.
I know.
The furnishings are going to be pretty spectacular. And
Big Shane, I'm a little biased because I'm really excited about the furnishings that are going in this home. Oftentimes at our store, we get to do lots of different styles, but this is definitely one of my favorites and isn't something that we do as often. So I think the latest and greatest of furnishings and trends will be in this home. All the furniture will be for sale for that lucky buyer if they want to come in and purchase that. So that's going to be great too. Okay, let's talk about your next home. It's pre-sold.
Yeah. Let's talk about the Windsor. So it was a design by one of our design partners, Jukes Design, great company out of Provo. And we took that design, which was extremely functional for the homeowner who's a retiree, and made it just a little bit different, just a little bit better. And again, intentional use of smaller spaces. It's about a 4,000 square foot home. The master is on the main floor. It's a Rambler. And having just the master suite and bathroom and closet on the main with no other bedrooms allows for an extremely open floor plan.
Sounds like it has a huge footprint.
Yes, it actually does have a really big footprint on the lot. So, yes. And so, again, we love that open floor plan. He'll be able to entertain. He'll be able to have lots and lots of guests very easily. And then when the grandkids are over, they go down to the basement. There's a fun little bunk room, another little surprise for them under the stairs, and of course, a fun family room with a kitchenette area for popcorn and snacks.
I love that so much. We want to give a shout out to Central Bank. They are the sponsor of this KSL Real Estate Show. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends, and they're safe and secure. They love investing in our Utah community. They're our neighbors. I would not be where I am today without them investing in my Osmond Design Stores. I've personally purchased homes, built homes. Central Bank has always done my financing, and they're fast and easy. They have in-house loan committees, and it's incredible. Thank you, Central Bank, for all you do. Please support them. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Will Whitaker and Shane Nelson, owners of Revere Custom Homes, on the show with us today. Stay tuned. We're going to be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back to the Real Estate Show. We're glad you're listening. I'm Jeff Kaplan with Heather Osmond from Osmond Designs. Our stores are in Lehigh and Orem. Things getting busy for spring?
They definitely are. We are in full swing of St. Patrick's Day, and it's our lucky day because we have Will Whitaker and Shane Nelson. They are the owners of Revere Custom Homes on the show with us today. They're super cool. I'm just saying, they're great builders, but they're just awesome people and people I admire and respect. I get to help you with your parade homes this year, and I'm super excited about that. They're going to be decked.
So are we. It is a huge blessing that you're helping us, I could just say.
We're going to make this really easy for you and fun, and these homes are going to look like magazine.
Can you get me tickets to the Parade of Homes? Because seriously, I want to see what they're putting under the stairs. Whatever that surprise is, I'm down.
Jeff, of course, you are hooked up with free tickets. In fact, if you follow Osmond Designs on our social media platforms, Facebook and Instagram, we will be giving away free tickets.
Ooh,
the show,
cool.
Oh no, it's going to be good. The show is June 6th through the 22nd. Tickets are $20 per ticket. It's the hottest show in town. It goes for almost 2 weeks, three weekends. So it's going to be amazing. I am a homeowner. I'm a business owner. I'm born and raised here in Utah, and I love to give back to my community. So hearing about your give back program really is meaningful to me. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, thank you. So the give back program, it's really the best of all of our brands. So Revere Home Loans, Revere Custom Homes, and Revere Home Design. We've taken the best tools and resources and funds to give back into a program we call Revere Home Makeover. And so, yeah, we've done a couple of projects already. The first one was kind of a pilot, kind of a small scale test at the end of 2022. And I asked for submissions, and I received a story for this really deserving family with a gentleman who has multiple system atrophy. You know, it's a terminal illness, and he's, you know, my age. So I really connected with that story. And so in the spring of last year, we were able to do a surprise renovation of their home while they were on a trip. And you can tune into our YouTube channel. If you go to Revere Home Makeover, just put that into YouTube and you can see that episode. So we would love submissions for our project for this year, because we haven't yet identified the lucky family, but we hope to do that in the fall of this year.
That's incredible. You're a little busy preparing for the Parade of Homes right now.
You have deadlines.
You have subcontractors that you have to line up, make sure they do their job, and make sure they do it on time. And that is a challenge. Construction industry in Utah is booming in comparison to the rest of the country. Why do you guys think that is?
Well, I think our job market is certainly, you know, one of the very best in the country, if not the best. So that certainly helps keep prices where they are, for good or bad. I know a lot of people struggle with home prices not coming down, and with interest rates being where they are, that could be a challenge. And Will, you can maybe share your insider thoughts there as well. But as far as why Utah in particular is doing so well in construction is, I mean, Utah is awesome. Everybody wants to live here, right? We do need to figure out a way to get this housing shortage under control. And obviously, we have plans and ideas of how to help there as well. But I mean, with the limited space in Utah, obviously it creates its own challenges. But Will, would you mind sharing just a couple of thoughts on what you're seeing on the finance side?
Yeah, sure. So I think there's been a fear in the market that Utah's overpriced, things are going to crash. And in reality, that's probably not going to happen. What we've seen when interest rates have dipped a couple of times in the last 6 months, we've seen spikes in activity. So we anticipate that to continue to be the case here in the state.
Oh, for sure. But you guys are in the construction industry. You're building homes. They're beautiful. People want to live here, which I'm so proud of.
You have to tell us what your website is.
Yes. So RevereCustomHomes.com if you're interested in any projects. RevereHomeMakeover.com if you'd like to submit a name for consideration for a future project there.
Thank you so much for being on the show today. Will Whitaker, Shay Nelson, Revere Custom Homes owners. I'm Heather Osmond, owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores with locations in Lehigh and in Orem. Come check us out. Bring your truck and trailer. Take it home today. Thank you again for joining us today. We'll be back next week.